Calvin here, talking about the Kix FM River Country Golf Tour. I've got Lee Hunt, the manager of the High Prairie and District Golf Club, on the phone with me, and we're doing the third stop of our tour there. How are you doing today, Lee?
Oh, I'm doing great, Calvin. Yourself?
Not bad. I'm excited to come try out your course. I'm new to the area, so it'll be my first time out there, and I'm sure Damon's been out there a couple times, but it'll be fun to check things out and get to play your course. And speaking of the course, how are the conditions looking right now? I know it's been a little dry out, but lots of grounds crews working really hard to keep conditions in top shape.
Yes, our course wintered very well. Our greens come through the winter in pristine condition, and with the hard work of our grounds crew, with this heat that we've all been feeling in the area, they were able to keep them very healthy through that dry spell, so our greens are still in perfect condition.
That's good, because it's you make or break your round with the putter. It always comes down to those putts. So as long as the greens are in good shape, that's all that matters.
Well, I always tell everybody, now that our greens are in good shape, they have no excuses. It's on them.
Exactly. So Damien's got to watch out. He's got to really get the putting going. Now, what kind of special things do you have for the golf shop there? I know like sometimes pro shops have some fun stuff. What kind of items you got in your pro shop?
So our pro shop with the COVID restrictions was a little light at the beginning of the year, but we are now stocking it. So we have our clothing and merchandise with the Hyper Industry Golf Club logos on it. We carry a wide range of golf balls, tees, towels, accessories like that for the golf shop. The golf course has a very nice putting green located right out front and a fully operational driving range, so we offer those services as well. And we're also offering lessons and swing classes at the golf club now for anybody who's looking to start the game or just wants to improve.
That's great to hear. Lots. It's especially good when you can get a few swings in before you head out off the first tee with something like a driving range, or you know, test out the green conditions with the putting green. And you were saying about swing lessons. Have you noticed an uptick in people golfing of like all ages and skill levels just through COVID? Like I know a lot of courses have said they've been busy. How's it been up there?
Yeah, there has been uptake in the amount of people participating in golf. I think with the restrictions, with the COVID, we were open, so we were one of the only things to do. And people have come out in droves to play, and they seem to keep wanting to do it. They're really enjoying themselves. So we've seen the same uptick everybody else has seen in the golf industry. People love to golf, and a little more people are doing it now.
That's great to hear. It's good to grow the game and get people out doing some activities, and especially golf. You're outside and get that fresh air. Now, for people that are just finishing, coming off the ninth hole, there's the Spike Lounge. Maybe tell me a bit about that and maybe what your favorite thing to order from the Spike Lounge is and what people should maybe look at when they stop by.
Yeah, you bet. So we have our Spike Lounge located on the top floor of the clubhouse. The golf course in recent years added on to our patio. So we now boast the largest patio in the High Prairie area. So we got about 1,000 square feet of patio outside overlooking the golf course. It's very beautiful for after-round drinks and snacks from Spike Lounge. So we have a menu, pretty standard golf affair. We have a chef on staff, so he's here every day from 11 in the morning till 7 at night. Preparing specials daily. We have an assortment of burgers, clubhouses, hot dogs, chicken bites, chicken fingers, fries and gravy. And then he throws out some really good specials. Last night we had steak and spaghetti. The day before was lasagna. So we always have those opportunities, and we are open for lunch for the general public out here now.
Well, that's great. I'll definitely have to try it out when we get up there, maybe have a bite after the round. Fill my belly, because it sounds like those specials sound really good. I definitely like steak. I like spaghetti. Lasagna, definitely something to try. Now, shifting over to kind of what you have for golf deals, do you have any like league nights or special nights where it's cheaper golf, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so the golf course has its three leagues. So we have men's night on Wednesday and the ladies' night on Tuesday, both starting 6:30 with a shotgun start. The High Prairie Club has brought back couples night, or date night, so we have that as well, and that runs bi-weekly every second week on the Thursday, and that one comes with a full meal and stuff like that. And then we hold our tournaments and rent the golf course out for private functions as well.
And you brought up tournaments. Do you have any coming up in maybe late July, early August?
Sure. So we do have a few on the schedule. July 15th, we have a four-person senior scramble, which is the first one for us, and we have a lot of interest in that so far. So I encourage people to enter as it is filling up. Into August 7th, we have our three-person flighted scramble. And then into August 19th, the Thursday, we have our senior and junior open that's combined. So we have the seniors and juniors playing together. And August 21st, 22nd is the High Prairie Open. This event fills up pretty fast. We're usually 100-plus for this tournament. It's a really good time, really good show, great meal, great golf. And then we get into September. We have our fall four-man scramble, September 18th.
Oh, so it sounds like you got a lot going on tournament-wise, which is great, especially just coming out of the pandemic now with everything being in stage three. It's good to hear there's lots of stuff and events in place. I really like that junior-senior tournament because I know that that's really meaningful to grow the game in youth and such. I mean, I was once a young golfer who kind of got taken under the wing of some of the older members at the course I used to golf at, and it was really a big thing. And so that's a great tournament that you guys put on, and I hope it fills up fast because that sounds like an amazing opportunity. And I guess lastly, before I let you go, I still want to beat Damien on this golf tour. I don't want to let off the gas pedal. I beat him in our first leg, but we'll see what happens. Any good tips for me for the course out there? What should I look out for? And maybe give me what your favorite hole is and just kind of some tips and tricks for the course.
Yeah, some tips and tricks for the course here at the golf course. We do have water on 6 of the 9 holes, so I highly recommend avoiding that as that will increase your score quickly. In regards to the favorite hole on this golf course, my favorite hole here would probably be hole number 4, par 3, 179 yards, slightly uphill over top of Iroquois Creek. It's a beautiful looking golf hole to the eye. And it requires a very good golf shot to be able to stay on that green.
All right. Well, I'll make note of all that for when we come up there. And for our third stop of the Kix FM River Country Golf Tour, thank you very much, Lee.
I thank you very much, Calvin, and I appreciate you guys coming out. And looking forward to hosting you guys here at the High Prairie District Golf Club.
Same here. Very excited to golf your place. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Have a great day.
Take care.